The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
I feel bad for our colleague who was at the Christmas party at the Hippie Club and then had to go and report on the Optus Stadium zip line yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Did she go on it?
Yeah, she did. I believe she did. And also a Channel 7 reporter as well, Rory, who was there, also went on the zip line. He was loving it, though.
It looks amazing.
He was giving it the fist pumps in the air as he was going down. It looked like the time of his life.
And I think it could go either way, you know, after a big night out. It could either revitalise you, kind of like a swim, or it could just ruin you for the rest of the day. So, yeah, I'm impressed. But yes, open.
And what did you make of it?
I think it's a really cool thing. I think it looks pretty incredible. I would be very scared to do it. I'm not very good at this sort of stuff. I think 75, k's an hour above water would really scare me. But yeah, no, it looks pretty amazing.
Do you know how fast it goes?
It's 75. Is it 75?
Is that how fast it goes?
I'm pretty
75
sure it is.
That's fast.
Unless that's,
And I saw the end, Rory from Channel 7 at the end, like it's really kind of comes to quite an abrupt halt.
Yeah,
it looked like he got a bit of a fright.
K's.
He got a bit of a fright.
Did he?
And it doesn't. How long does the ride last?
Oh, it's not long.
Not long,
like,
right?
Yeah, minutes, if that. And
what do you think about the price?
Straight. Well, this is the thing. That's the only other thing. So I think it was when they first launched it, they said it'd be about $59.
Great, that's a great price. Great
deal. Turns out it's $99.
Yeah.
So I think you'd pay it. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you pay an extortionate amount to jump out of a plane. So why wouldn't you pay $100?
You'd pay to do it once.
Yeah.
That's a one-time only price.
Yeah.
Whereas at 59, you maybe do it a few times
well,
at 59.
You come back. Yeah. And I think they're doing a combo, like you can climb the bridge as well.
Yeah,
it's like 129. So,
yeah.
So maybe 149, that's the way to go.
149, you can do the bridge climb and otherwise you have to climb down. So you might as well get the zip line down.
Yeah. Right? No thanks.
So yeah, and I think kids are 79, something
yeah,
like
it's
that.
Yeah, cheaper. Would you do it?
Oh, yeah, like the price doesn't worry me that much. Like I think as a one-time thing, yeah. Like I think it looks like a pretty cool thing to do.
Yeah.
But it's probably the sort of thing you do, when you have like family or friends visiting from interstate. You're like, come on,
King's
let's go
Park
and do the sights.
And then Madagarup. Yeah.
Yeah. And just hope they don't go to Sydney if they're coming from overseas and they can do the Sydney
Harbour
Bridge. Which
yeah.
is, well, that's about $300, $400.
Yeah, it's expensive.
So that is quite expensive.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, a bit more impressive.
It is. And, it's Sydney, top attraction. Oh, no, nothing wrong with Perth. Come to Perth. Perth's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. I think they should do more zip lines. Like, why not do a zip line down from Kings Park?
Yes.
You don't need a cable car. Just do a zip line. Although, if you get to 75 k's an hour on Madagarup, can you imagine from Kings Park?
It would be so fast. It would scare me. I think it would fix our congestion problems as well. If we just start up some zip lining to work, zip line to work, wherever you can. Yeah.
I love it.